Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Daryl Greenwood and Katie DeRussia as my special expert guests. Daryl Greenwood is a true teacher by example, striving to create new boundaries with result-producing exercise protocol and overall fitness lifestyle development. Daryl is a CSNA master with a life revolving around health, fitness, and whole food organic nutrition. His training style brings precise insight to each individual client. Daryl possesses over 10 years of experience as a lifestyle coach, consultant, and personal trainer. He is striving to become the industry's top fitness motivator. Daryl excels at a multitude of training styles, including strength, speed, functional bodybuilding, body composition management, athletic training specifics, and detailed lifestyle development programs. Daryl's motto is, "The will to change is the first step to an amazing journey." Also in the studio today is Katie DeRussia. She is also a true teacher by example, a natural-born leader, and a talented whole food organic chef. Katie uses an abundance of energy and unlimited supplies of creativity to produce an amazing training experience for clients of all ability levels. Katie's passions for health, fitness, and whole food organic nutrition make her a very effective lifestyle coach. Katie's natural ambition, persistence, and overall dedication in the field of health and fitness have allowed her to reinvent her own lifestyle and merge as one of the industry's top lifestyle coaches. Katie's resourcefulness with whole food and fresh organic ingredients has allowed her to design a multitude of recipes, health food bars, shakes, and all-natural salad dressings designed to improve health and overall wellness. And good morning, Daryl and Katie, and it's great to have you as my special expert guests on this edition of SNU.
Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Corey.
Thanks for having us on today.
Oh, that's great. I've been looking forward to this. Now, let's get into a brief look at you guys personally so our listeners have an idea of who you are and how you got into the field. How did you guys meet and eventually create your business, which focuses on looking after people?
Well, we met about 3 years ago, and I was managing at a gym in Richmond. Daryl was a trainer there, and we just started going on some fitness dates, I guess. And from there, we're still together. It's good.
Yeah, and we found that as we started going out, that we had a lot in common in terms of helping out people, getting people on the right pathways for lifestyle development and training as well. So that's where we kind of formed our business principles together, as we had very similar outlooks in fitness and nutrition and lifestyle coaching.
So looking back, did you guys always have a feeling about getting into this kind of a career? How did you evolve into the health and fitness field?
Definitely. Born into it.
Yeah, born into it for sure.
Both have like a strong athletic background?
Yeah, very strong.
Definitely.
Yeah. And Daryl, what kind of athletic background did you have?
I grew up doing everything. I grew up in the forest, basically. Just get outside and play. Played hockey, football, tennis, track, just outdoor stuff. And it was just natural fit for weight training. My mom was always into whole food nutrition and vitamins. So she taught us the lifestyle, and it just seemed like a natural fit to teach it to people.
Do you think that makes a difference, like when you're raised in that kind of environment versus a lot of people that aren't?
Definitely. Definitely. If it's a natural fit and you understand the link between nutrition and physical activity and in producing a physical result, then it's much easier to teach than somebody who doesn't have that understanding or link.
And Katie, do you have a background in sports? Did you play different sports in school, for example?
Not sports per se. I grew up in a really small town as well. Lots of hiking, biking, lots of biking and field hockey, stuff like that. Just really small town, so not much to do except for workout.
And so with this whole food cooking in mind, how did you develop an interest in that? How did that come about?
She's got to feed me.
I've got to feed him. Yeah, that's a big task at hand. I just started to realize that so many people eat terrible and unhealthy, and it's preventable. You can make the same meals and switch ingredients up and make it so healthy and good for you. So I just went on a mission to try and make people understand how healthy food can be and tasty.
Absolutely. Now, with your friends and your contemporaries, perhaps a lot of them are not so much into whole food as you might be. What is the difference between you and them? Like, you guys maybe went to the same high school, had parents, mm-hmm. were exposed to the same education information. What makes you different? Why is your outcome different from theirs? Why don't they pay attention to whole food the way that you do?
They're just uneducated, you know. They haven't taken the time to learn. And they feel okay. They seem to look okay right now, but they're unhealthy. They've got low energy, and they have a salad, but they add the wrong ingredients to it. Bacon, dressings, and it makes them unhealthy. And they just don't understand. I try to explain it to them. We try to teach them, but...
How did you first understand that?
Daryl had a lot to do with it, actually, by taking... your course, the CSNA course. He's learned so much, and he's taught me, and now I'm taking the course and learning a lot every day. So there's more and more to learn every day.
So education obviously is relative, but wouldn't you say that the desire to want to learn and the desire to ask questions, the desire to think about what people are doing, isn't that really the essence of this whole concept?
It's key. Absolutely, it's key. You need to want to know. You need to want to be healthy. And you need to know what it feels like to be healthy.
And have you guys worked with people that show no inner desire? Like, can you make somebody fit and well and healthy if they don't want to be?
Less and less people we're working with that kind of don't really want to change. Within our consultations, we try to screen people and find out if the will to change is at least present so we can help them. If we find that, or if we discover that a person is clueless or doesn't even want to change, then we politely pass them on to other. There's a lot of other training businesses out there. We want to work with open-minded people, and we're starting to get more and more people coming towards us with open minds.
Good stuff. Yeah. You yourself have to qualify your clients, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. So now Page 369, that's the name of your business. That's an interesting name. What does that name imply or mean?
It's a numerology sequence that signifies creative teaching by example, and that's exactly what we are. When we were coming together trying to realize names for our company, we wanted to be outside of the box because the way that we approach programming within fitness and nutrition in the industry is completely different than what's currently going on. So we're slightly ahead of our time, we like to think. So we didn't want to be a company that had a specific name that related to so-and-so fitness. So we took the concept of change. So when somebody is going to start a new direction in their life, we took the concept of opening up a book, and that page signifies a new start in their life and a new direction. So that gives them the opportunity to leave everything that isn't working for them behind and move into a clear direction with an unlimited view of possibility.
That's excellent. Now, is it by coincidence that 369 also relates to the Omega oils, 369, which are today promoted in a lot of literature, right?
And the trimesters of pregnancy, which is giving birth to something new. Somebody pointed that out.
That's cool.
As well, so.
Yeah, because when you hear people who have a take on your name, they'll come up with strategies like... by coincidence, CHI, which is Chi, I wasn't thinking of that. It just happened to be Corey Hawley Institute. And then it was someone else that said, well, did you know that this relates to that? And that gives you ideas. So, but I like the concept of thinking out of the box. Now, how different are you in your approach from, say, some of the so-called run-of-the-mill personal training studios or projects that are out there?
Completely different, because the first step is we practice what we preach. So we both keep ourselves in shape, and we're consistent with that every day. I mean, we eat how we tell people to eat, and we exercise how we tell people to exercise. And when we're meeting with somebody, we get in their face right off the bat and say, if you want to lose fat and build muscle, which is pretty much everybody's goal, then you have to submit to a lifestyle change. And if you're not going to buy into a lifestyle change, you're not going to get the result you're looking for. So some people don't like to be told that, but they respect you in the end because it's the truth.
Yeah, no doubt. So isn't that kind of built in, though, in terms of the client's perception? Like, are you saying that a lot of people that are teaching are not fit? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. In my experience, I've been all over the Lower Mainland in various facilities, and a lot of people eat whatever they want, and they teach exercise, but they're not living the part themselves. And that's what we feel could definitely change. And we're trying to be pioneers in the industry and promoting. If you're working out with a trainer, ask your trainer to show you something that they have to prove that they follow fitness, a fitness lifestyle, and educate them on the approach that they're going to use with you in order to get you to your end results. Look at their training style and their versatility.
Yeah, recently my daughter Daisy phoned me and asked me for some advice about this person that she knows that has just hired a personal trainer and paid for 90 personal training sessions in advance. Whoa. I don't know how much they spent, a huge amount of money. Yeah, obviously it was a big sales pitch. But the diet recommendations that that person was making to this extremely overweight person did not seem to be favorable. And my daughter Daisy said, "Dad, that doesn't make sense." She says, "Why is it? Why is it that this personal trainer is suggesting this approach when they're a personal trainer?" So how would you respond to that?
I'd say you have to get into the specifics of what a person wants to do. And I mean, that's where your course is amazing, because it teaches the specifics of each different body type and the relations to the metabolic rates. And everybody has individual needs that need to be kind of looked at before taking part in an exercise program. So we tend to assess people from a consultation level to see where they're at and what their goals are at. So when we get there, we try to build the nutrition into their lifestyle before they start exercising, so the quality of their energy is much higher.
Should we assume then that not all personal trainers know a lot about nutrition?
Barely none, in my experience.
And that is because they don't, what, learn about nutrition in their educational process of becoming a personal trainer?
Yeah, it's not taught within the proper fundamentals are not taught within the structure of personal training certifications in many of them, or what I'm familiar with.
They learn the Canadian Food Guide and they go by that.
And they actually are told to be very conservative regarding the use of supplements.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where in our case, we would tend to be much more liberal.
Exactly.
And encourage people to make protein shakes and use dietary supplements and antioxidants.
Right.
Yeah, right on. Now, as personal trainers or as trainers, I mean, how do you refer to yourself? If you're not a personal trainer, do you call yourself a trainer?
Lifestyle coaches.
A lifestyle coach. Okay. So as lifestyle coaches, you guys work with people on a personal level. And I've heard people say, "I can't get to the gym unless I have a personal trainer. I need somebody to get me to the gym." Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do and I don't. I think people should have their own motivation and want to be healthy and get there, because that's going to reflect on their life and their business and how they interact with their family. So it's important to get there, but if they need an appointment, you know, they've got busy schedules, they need an appointment to get to the gym, if that's what they need, then great.
A lot of people need somebody to hold accountable. I mean, if they have an appointment booked with you at 6 p.m., then that hour is accountable in their schedule. So it's kind of like people are built on schedules. They're built into their work day. And if they have to meet you at 6, then that's going to get them to the exercise successfully. And what we're finding is, because we're more specific coaches, like we're more educated in a lot of different areas, that people are realizing, like, wait a second, these two have a lot of insights, not only in exercise, but in a whole lifestyle dynamic. So why wouldn't we pay these guys when we don't have the time to necessarily research and read the particular lifestyle science that they're kind of tracking down? So we can hire these people to give us the direct insight to where science is and what is being proven and what the effective information is and how to achieve results. So there's, like Katie was saying, there's good and there's bad to that. Depends on how people use it.
Do you guys both need a personal trainer to get you to the gym?
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so what is the difference between you and the people who say they need a personal trainer to get to the gym? What is the difference between you and them?
We're driven by goals.
And these other people aren't?
They could be, but maybe they don't realize.
Do they have the capacity to be like you? Like, does everyone out there have the capacity to be inspired to do the work on their own?
Definitely.
And of course, we all need education. We all need to learn how to do everything that we do, right? So education is always going to be essential. But after that's said and done, you're still left with this person. If you're not there to babysit them, they often don't get to the gym. And so I kind of see like almost like a personal trainer addiction. You know, they have to have a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And they often use that as an excuse. Like they can't afford a personal trainer, so that's why they don't go to the gym. Anyway, I just find that it's an interesting phenomenon because I'm inspired because of my love for myself and my training and the results. But a lot of people have a struggle with getting the work done.
A lot of people hire trainers too, and they end up talking the whole hour. So we'll come into contact with people, and especially me, like if somebody will start talking and they're asking, well, listen, I'm like, all right, exercise session starting, no more talking. And I'm well known for that. It's just like, no talking. I'm here to work you out. If you want to pay me as your counselor, then let's go to a coffee shop. You know?
But there is a lot of counseling, isn't there?
There's
a lot of stuff that comes out in people in the gym.
But it's better to kind of get the stuff out of people within a consultation away from the gym, because the gym is meant for physical activity, and that's how you get results, is actually, you know, keeping the mouth closed and going to work.
People are in the mindset that exercise is negative, and it's not. They've got to turn that around and not be a big black cloud and go to the gym happy and motivated and, you know, ready to change.
So it's an attitude.
It's an attitude.
It's a shift in attitude.
Totally.
Yeah, right on. Now, Daryl, we connected recently at the Colgan camp, and I just thought it might be neat for you to share with our listeners what that experience on Salt Spring Island was like for you.
It was incredible. I mean, first of all, you show up, you're driving up and down this back highway, and there's a horse ranch where Dr. Colgan has his whole institute set up. And you pull into this place, and it just, the air is just so fresh that it's almost intoxicating. And there's horses running around, and there's trees and eagles flying over your head, and a big property. So the environment is perfect for learning, because it's very stimulating. And then the next thing that was really interesting was the group of people that was collected. It was just amazing. Everybody was near or on the same page. Not on the same page exactly, but, you know, everybody was hovering around the understanding that health was going into a new direction. There's new science emerging. And it was just amazing, the teachers that were there, like yourself and Dr. Colgan and Dave Matthews, and just the information and how precisely it was laid out to the students. And just being able to, you know, it was a really high energy environment with lots of excellent information. And I highly recommend it to up and coming trainers and consultants and lifestyle coaches, because you can pick the minds of some of the greatest people in our industry, the pioneers, and find out direct answers to where the industry is going and how it's going to get there. Amazing. It's an invaluable experience.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's great. Now, once you went through the process, the learning stage, there was an exam process, and you successfully completed what, your level one?
Level one, yeah.
Yeah? So what was that all about? Like, how does that work? How does that exam work?
There's two stages to the exam. There's a practical examination that's based on Michael Colgan's power training manual, and there's a written exam. So it was a pretty interesting experience, because with Colgan and Dave Matthews, they teach the practical area of the exam, and they're kind of in your face. They're looking to test you almost, because they want to see like how you kind of respond to being under pressure. And what I understood from Michael was he's constantly analyzing you through his whole camp to kind of find out what kind of person you are and where your strengths and weaknesses are. So now that I look back, I understand that they were testing my character out and challenging me to see how I would react to that. In order to, and you know, I realize that they created an excellent program there, but as a teacher who's created my own system of exercise, I obviously was standing up for some of my own beliefs as well. And the written exam as well was based on the power training manual. And it was really, really neat, because it talks about functional exercise and standing up and keeping the body open and, you know, creating good posture for exercise, opposed to many of the programs you see today, which is seated in machines with just aimlessly pushing on machines, pulling on machines without having any understanding of planning or directing proper weights or poundage.
So after going through that process and then coming home and then getting back at it, did you make any changes? Was there anything profound in your presentation or impact that you can specifically associate with the camp experience?
One of Michael Colgan's lectures actually was really interesting. When he came out and basically started speaking about how exercise didn't create the results within your body, and you were talking about this too, And he basically went into detail and said, like, what are our bodies made out of? Cells, right? So the way to change the structure and the appearance of your body is to start feeding your bodies the foods that are meant to be distributed through our cells, not the exercise process. So I find that really interesting as a teacher, because when I sit down with somebody and they're saying, well, I'm exercising this many days a week and for this many hours, just say, put all that aside and tell me what you're eating, because this is really the bottom line of what's going to create the results for you.
And there again, that brings our attention to the fact that most personal trainers don't have the expertise in nutrition or that understanding. So they're working with people in gyms that need to have this self-servicing nourishment, but they don't have that. And so after they get trained for a while, they just literally start to fall apart, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's ups and downs because you don't have the energy built up to substantiate real results.
Right on. Now, Katie, you also work in the movie industry as a set supervisor in the wardrobe department. When working with and around celebrities, what have you noticed about their health, their temperament, and their character?
Well, Corey, I've worked with a lot of fabulous upcoming young talent, and they're great, but they have an expiry date for sure. But I feel if they ate properly and exercised properly that they could extend that expiry date for, 12 hours or more, but they're done at 6 hours for sure. They live off fast food basically. So it's sad. And, I tried to help some of them that were looking for, a bit of advice if they had a scene coming up where they had no shirt on or whatnot. But, lots of tomato juice, high in salt, lots of rice crackers, because they think the stereotypical, mindset that, the less you eat, the less you'll weigh, I guess.
Canned tuna, a lot of them.
A lot had canned tuna, yeah. So the nutrition on set wasn't the greatest unless you requested it. And then it was there for you.
So we shouldn't assume that celebrities have any more knowledge about nutrition and health than anyone else.
No, they really don't.
They're just people that specialize in their field that happen to get a lot of press and exposure in our society.
I'm not going to speak for them all, but the ones that I've come in contact and worked with are quite uneducated. That's all. They're very uneducated.
Yeah. Period. How about yourself when you're in that work mode yourself? I know it's very stressful. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of demands. How do you take care of yourself as someone who's aware of health and fitness?
The last particular show I worked on, we rented, a friend and I rented a trailer with a fridge, and it was right on set, so I could pop out and blend up a protein shake quickly. You just have to be organized and ready. Go grocery shopping, have your salads ready, talk to the catering company and make sure that, they're making you good food and keeping you energized.
Yeah.
That's important.
So you got to plan and think ahead.
You got to plan, but it doesn't take long. Once you know what you got to do and what you've got to eat and it's there and it's ready for you, it's no problem.
Yeah.
Drink lots of water. And that's a big problem too, the water drinking, because you can't come and go off set every 3 minutes. You have to kind of stay there for, especially if you're an actor, sometimes hours at a time. So it can be hard to get off and on set for them.
Yeah, I wonder how much of this ill temperament that we see or hear about in celebrities, how they can be quote unquote kind of arrogant and very demanding and they flip out and get excited and angry. Mm-hmm. You wonder how much of that is relative to very poor nutrition. You can just see like if blood sugars, like you just said, mm-hmm. if you're on set for hours at a time and you start undernourished, you start stressed out, you start sleep deprived, what's going on inside your body chemistry and how does that affect your brain?
Mm-hmm. And you also get, they're called craft service, and they come around with trays of food for you because you're not able to leave set very often. Grilled cheese sandwiches, chocolate tray, they'll come just with really not very nourishing food. So people eat that because they're starving. They've got nothing else to eat. And it's a shame because it just drops their energy level down to zero. Absolutely.
No doubt. Now, with your clients that are fighting the battle of the bulge, and we know that a lot of people eat for emotional release. There's the pleasure aspect of food, but there's this connection to food that relates to emotions. How do you deal with that? Like, you can only work them so hard in the gym, but when they leave the gym and they're on their own, how do you capture within them an understanding of food and its significance to their objective of getting leaner?
Well, we're both big advocates of education. I know that keeps coming up, but we feel that if with all the information that's out on in courses and in books and on the internet today, that you can kind of give people the insights to what bad foods are doing inside the body and the effect that they have on the overall health. There's really no way of, because change has to happen from within an individual's kind of realm of understanding. So if you can educate them, hopefully they can make the right decisions. We also try to get people moving on a daily basis. And we find that when you move on a daily basis, even if you're doing it on your own, it creates more positive energy, right? It makes people think differently, and perhaps it makes people aim towards eating the higher energy foods that will lead to even more energy. So you stimulate the energy from the exercise you do, and you keep that energy going from the foods you eat.
What do you recommend for like a pre-workout meal for most of your clients?
We advocate grapefruit juice, freshly squeezed grapefruit juice with whey protein isolates and flaxseed oil, vitamin C. And for people that aren't into juicing or that don't haven't really bought into that aspect, we advocate the whey protein sandwich in sports nutrition, which is the low glycemic shake prior an hour and a half prior to a workout, and then the higher glycemic high dose of protein following exercise.
And why would they take the higher glycemic shake after the training?
Nutrient transport and protein absorption, and the body is in more demand. You create a demand for greater usage of protein and carbohydrates, and the higher glycemic carbs, I believe, help transport the nutrients into the cell. Shuttle, acts as a shuttle.
I see. Now, you also give seminars, don't you?
Yeah, we've done a couple seminars.
Yeah, and what are some of the topics that you like to present to the people that you present them to?
We always discuss change. That's mainly our setting goals and the will to change. And then we kind of go into discussing whole foods nutrition and achieving goals through result-producing training. So we're finding that people are becoming more inclined with the information that we have. But because there's a lack of education in our society, it's hard to kind of talk about one subject and have everybody at the completely same level of understanding. So our goal is to work with people either individually or in small groups to collectively build an accumulation of information that leads to everybody in the room being at the same level.
And when you talk about education, do you recommend certain books or internet education, like when you meet with your client and you think that education is important to them, what mode of education do you recommend to them?
Both Katie and I highly recommend your course. We're always pushing people towards the CHI and your courses that allow people to work through their own homes. We're also big fans of Michael Colgan's writing as well, because he gets right to the point and he's not trying to sell you anything. He's just telling you plain facts. And Ronald Schmidt is another great author. I mean, you had a book in your older version of your course 101, and I believe it was called Traditional Foods Are Your Best Medicine.
Absolutely.
And The Whole Truth on Milk. I mean, that was another good one. So,
yeah, absolutely. You know. Some good books. So you do recommend certain books to your clients?
Definitely.
That they read?
Definitely.
And that can really inspire people and give them a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
What about supplements when your clients ask you, what brand should I use? How do you respond to that?
We stay open-minded. I mean, we try to generally get people selecting supplements that have a better reputation. Don't necessarily buy the cheapest supplement on the market. Go with a company that has a proven track record of quality.
Yeah. And what about other supplements besides the shake? Do you get them started on, like, say, a multivitamin mineral program or antioxidants, things like that?
Yeah, our base programs generally revolve around essential fats, whey protein isolate, green supplement first thing in the morning, multivitamin and
calcium ascorbate
powder. And generally, we get people building smoothies and focusing on alkalizing the diet through water-rich whole foods. So we always teach people that there's two different aspects of hydration. There's the water that you drink, which should be purified and clean, and there's the foods that you eat. So the foods that you eat either contribute water at a cellular level or take water away. And it's very important to understand that the fat loss process only takes place when the body's in an alkaline environment.
Right. So you've got to, again, educate them about what that means and about pH and the difference between foods that are alkaline and acid. There's a lot to it. There's a lot to it, isn't there?
There is a lot to it.
So do you find kind of stifled sometimes, like when you get people, it's just like I remember Michael Colgan at one seminar, he says, like, I don't know how to respond to that question. Like sometimes when people ask you a question, it's just like, I can't answer that question because you don't understand 9/10 of the information that you need to know so I can answer the question. Mm-hmm. You know, you ever get to that point yourself?
Well, I've been doing this long enough now, and Katie as well, where we kind of try to get people thinking about foundation. Like, okay, forget about answering the fancy questions, because if you don't have a foundation set, which is the hydration, then everything else is going to crumble down. So we always try to teach people the basic steps of forming the foundation, the strength of the entire program, which is eating the proper foods and drinking the proper amount of water. Unless that's set, even Colgan and yourself say so, that no exercise program is going to lead you to any promising direction unless you understand the basics.
Right on, right on. Now, when people are looking for trainers, what should they look for, just from an objective point of view? What do you look for as an individual on the outside looking in, saying, okay, which guy should I choose? Which girl should I choose? Which studio should I choose?
What I recommend for people to do is to simply ask, if my goal is to lose, let's say, 10 or 15 pounds of fat, outline this for me. What is it going to look like? How long is it going to take? And show me the approach you're going to use. If a trainer can't do that for you, then you can spend your money much more valuably somewhere else, because there are trainers out there that can do that.
Your trainer should give off a good positive energy as well. You know, if they look healthy and they eat healthy and they exercise, you'll see that. And you know, if you've got kind of a trainer with extra body fat and, you know, smokes, stay away from them because they're not going to do any good for you. But I honestly believe on looking at their energy level, seeing where they're at, if they're going to motivate you, it's very important.
So many different personalities out there, you know, you got to kind of find also a person that sees eye to eye with you.
And do you take on clients like for just one experience, or is it a month or several months, like when you take somebody on and you kind of evaluate what they need, you can assess what they require, then that's what you tell them, that's what they need?
Within our business, we try to get people going through the whole process, which is, you know, consulting, building nutrition, focusing on exercise, but really emphasizing the foundational approach in nutrition, and then getting them as ongoing clients that are buying into the lifestyle.
Which can take a few months to even set the foundation. For really unhealthy people, that people that don't understand, it is all a learning process.
Right.
So it can take a little while to learn and to understand, but we don't expect you to be highly educated, you know, everybody. That's for sure.
No, got to take people as they come, huh?
As long as they understand the basics.
Yes.
And what their body's made of and what's going to make their body better, then we can help them with the rest.
And as coaches, our job is to identify where people are at. So we're giving them the information that's going to allow them to take the next step in their journey. Our journey isn't their journey. Everybody's on their own journey. So that's our job, is to realize, where is this person coming from? Who are they? And what kind of schedule do they have in order to, you know, put together some type of exercise and nutritional format? So we try to individualize exercise and nutrition programs to specific schedules. So it's personalized. One size doesn't fit all in this industry.
Oh, it sounds great. No, you guys have a wonderful approach, and I really dig the lifestyle approach, you know, where you're dealing with mind, body, spirit. The nutrition, obviously, an essential component that is left out and neglected by so many trainers. So now, do you have a website? If anyone out there wants to get to you guys and learn about your business, what's your website address?
Our website address is www.page369.com.
Good stuff. So www.page369.com, page369. Awesome. Well, our time is gone, guys. It's been a wonderful interview. I'm wondering if each one of you might want to leave us with a little motivational message as we bring this interview to a conclusion. Katie? Daryl?
Be who you are, love who you are, and live life to its fullest.
Yeah. How about set your mind to something, and no matter how far away it seems, believe that you can accomplish it and you'll produce amazing things with your life.
That's wonderful. That's great. Daryl Greenwood is a true teacher by example, as Katie DeRusha is. They're both very much committed to this wonderful lifestyle of health and fitness, and both exude the vibrancy of health and live the life, are dedicated to demonstration as true role models, and both very proud to know you. And I look forward to having a relationship with Trace and I for many, many decades to come. So thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks, Corey. That was awesome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Represent his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see ya changing heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.